Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chumas Daf Lamed Tes, and we are starting about halfway through the Amud with a quote from the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Omer V'chulu, and in the Vilna Torah Daf is on Chaf Alef Amud Beis, a little bit before Halacha Hey. And today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah had discussed how much Chuma a person is allowed to separate. So now we explore Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Shmuel Omer V'chulu. Rabbi Shmuel had said that a person can make half of their pile Chuma. That means half would be Chuma and half would be Chulin. I think Mara asked my time with Rabbi Shmuel, where's Rabbi Shmuel's source? And the answer is the pasuk says Reishis Digoncha, which literally translates means the first of your grain. But as you understand it, it's sufficient that the rachis is like the dagon. The rachis is referring to the truma, the dagon is referring to the chulin, and the pasuk's telling us that your truma is only allowed to be the same amount as your grain, namely 50-50. 50% truma, 50% chulin. Now we continue explaining the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Kiva had said that you can make your entire pile truma as long as a little bit of it is chulin. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that he didn't do anything? It's not like he accomplished any truma at all if he didn't leave anything over, and he designated the entire pile of truma without leaving anything over. That's because the pasuk in regards to challah says may rachis, and we learn from here v'loy kol rachis, not the entire rachis, and we compare challah to truma, and so we learn that if a person wants to take off truma, which is called rachis, he can only separate may rachis from the rachis. So that means there has to be something that's not rachis, meaning that it's not truma. So as long as he puts a little bit to the side to be chulin, that's called shiurani karin, as we've said previously. The rest of it can be truma. But if he doesn't do so, and he designates the entire thing as truma, so it's not valid at all. And on to halacha hey. The Mishnah tells us, there's three times during the year that we have to measure the basket. Now this is the basket that he uses to separate Meiser, and he knows how much his basket can hold, but there's three times during the year that he has to measure precisely how much it can hold. Bibi kairos, that's in regards to the early ripening ones. That's because they're very plump and juicy, and so the basket is going to hold a certain amount. Ubi seifos, and with the ones all the way at the end of the season, which are already dry and shriveled, and the basket can hold many more of these. And in the middle of the summer, which is when they're average size, and the basket's going to be able to hold more of these average size ones than the plump and juicy ones, but less than the dry and shriveled ones. Mishnah continues, Lama Tesson Beis on top, now discussing Trumas Meiser, Behamayna Mishabach, someone who counts their Trumas Meiser, meaning when they're separating Trumas Meiser, they count 1, 2, 3, and that's the way they're separating. So that fellow is very Mishabach. Behamayded, if a person measures, Mishabach Hemenu, he's even more Mishabach than the one who counts. Vashaiklan, one who weighs his produce in order to separate Trumas Meiser, Mishabach Mishlashtan, he's more Mishabach than all three of them. So Sadigmar asks on this fellow who's being Mina, who's counting, Mimihu Mishabach, who's he more Mishabach then? By saying that somebody who counts for Shumas Meister is Mishabach, that's mashma that he's more Mishabach than another person who does it a different way. Well, what is that other way? We didn't mention it. So Rav Chana, he answers, Mishabach Menatarim and Oimed. He's more Mishabach than the person who separates Shumas Meister just by estimation. And even though there is a Shita, the one's not allowed to separate Shumas Meister by estimation, and one's only allowed to do that with Shumag Daila, this is going according to the Manda Amar, that one is allowed to separate Shumas Meister by Oimed, by estimation. And therefore saying that one who's Maine, one who counts as Trumas Meiser, separating a precise amount, he's more Mishabach than the fellow who's separating by Oimed. Now Rav Chanin, Breder of Hill, he clarifies for us, Masnisa Amar Kain. We actually see from a Mishnah that a person could separate by Oimed. Well, the Mishnah concluded by saying, Vashaykol Mishabach Mishlashtan. The one who weighs the Trumas Meiser, he's more Mishabach than all three of them. But wait, we didn't mention three people before the Shaykel. We only mentioned two, the Maine and the Maided. So must be that we're referring to a third person as well, and that's the one who separates by Oimed. So that's another raya for our Mishnah. However, Amar Rav Chinna says, that's not a raya. Tifter, we could explain the Mishnah to be saying as follows, Bishlashtan. Not that the one who's shaykel is Mishabach Mishlashtan, that he's more praiseworthy than all three of the ones previously mentioned, because again, we didn't mention three people previously. It just means Bishlashtan. Out of all three of the people that we just mentioned, the Maina, the Maided, and the Shaykel is more praiseworthy out of all of them. And therefore, you can't learn anything from here in regards to whether or not the Mishnah is telling us that a person could separate Trumas Meiser by Oimed. And moving on to Halachavav, the Mishnah says, Reb Lezer tells us, Truma Oila Be'echad Umeya. Truma is batal with 101. Now, what does that mean it's batal in 101? So if we have one part Truma that falls into 100 parts Chulin, so it's batal. And the reason why we're saying that it's batal in 101 is because when we look at the entire mixture now, the Truma and the Chulin, we have a total of 101. Now, the reason why we use this Lashon of Ayla and not Batal is because Ayla means to lift out. And Midr Abano, once a Truma is Batal in the Chulin and we say that we don't have a Medoma mixture, he still has to lift out. He has to be Ma'ale, one part, and then we treat that as Truma. So let's say a person has 100 Sa of Chulin and one Sa of Truma falls in. There's Bittal over here, it's not Medoma, and all you would have to do is take out a Sa and treat that as Truma. Now, it is important to note that the entire concept of Medoma is only Midr Abanon, because midaraisa, we say that 1 and 2 is batal. And all the numbers that we're going to be giving now are only midrabanan. Now the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shua says, b'meyav oid, it's batal in 100 and a little bit, which means all we have to have is one part truma to 99 and a little bit parts chulin, and already there's batal over there. And va'oid ain't like shir. This va'oid, this little bit, doesn't have a shir. It could be a tiny bit more than 99 parts of chulin. Now Rabbi Yosef ben Mishalom Aymer, he says that this va'oid, it does have a shir. And what is that shir? Kav l'mea saw. It's a kav per 100 saw, and that is shtos l'meduma, a sixth of that which could cause meduma. To clarify, he's saying that this va'oid is a kav per 100 saw, and that's a sixth of what could cause meduma over here. Because again, what happened? A saw of truma fell in, and a kav is a sixth of a saw. So according to Rabbi Yosef ben Mishalom, there's only bitul if there's one part truma to 99 and a sixth parts chulin. Now the Gemara asks, minayin she'ein oilin, how do we know that if there isn't this proper shear of one part truma to 100 parts chulin, that it's not batal, it's not oila? So Amar Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah says, Ksiv, it says in the pasuk in regards to trumas meiser, mikol chelbay as mikdashay mimenu, from all of its best, it's kadosh part from it. Now what do we learn from here? Davar sha'at meir mimenu, that which you removed from it, meaning the amount of trumas meiser that was removed from the big pile, she'im yipol asaychay, if it falls back into the pile, mekadshay, it's mekadosh the pile, and it renders everything here usur. The kamahu, how much is the trumas meiser that's removed from a large pile? Achad mimea, it's 1 out of 100, because 10% is given to the Levi, and the Levi separates 10% of that to give to the Kayin, it's trumas meiser. So that means that trumas meiser is 1 out of 100. And therefore, again, what the pasuk's telling us is that if what was separated for trumas meiser falls back into the pile, that means that we have 99 parts chulin and 1 part truma, and there's not going to be bittul. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer says, meisif saw umale. All we have to do is add a saw. We're not allowed to lechatchila add a saw, but if we have an additional saw over here, meaning we have a full 100 saw, and then a saw of truma falls inside, so there's bittul over here. And that's because the saw of truma that fell in can't potter up this amount of chulin, and therefore we say there's bittul, and it doesn't create meduma. However, Rabbi Shua says, meisif kolshu umala. All we have to do is add on a little bit, and there's bittul. We don't need to add a full saw over here. Again, we're talking about where a saw of truma fell in, so we don't need to have a full saw to combat the saw of truma that fell in, making it a proportion of 1 to 100. All it has to be is just a little bit more than 99. And that's what Rabbi Shua says, we just have to have a kol shehu more. Whereas Rabbi Yossi ben Amshalom had said in the Mishnah that va'oid does have a shear, and that's kav l'meya saw shtos l'meduma. It's a kav per 100 saw, which turns out to be a sixth of that which could technically cause meduma here. Again, that's the sixth of the truma. And the Gemara concludes, v'halacha kedvarav, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Amshalom. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.